He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the dawn of a new month, and it looks like the market. Maybe the darkest hour was right before the dawn, as I stated 2 weeks ago. We have a huge rally in the market here today. It has faded a little bit, but we're not going to complain here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up 341 points. Which works out to a 1.3% overall gain, and that puts the Dow at 25,879. After challenging that 24,000 support level a few weeks back, so we've come a long way from there, baby. The S&P 500 is up 28 points, 2,788. It did challenge its support level of 2,600, and you're going to hear me talk about a very common technical pattern that I'm seeing in the market right now. It's called a double bottom. It is a very bullish pattern, and I saw it over the weekend. I pointed out several in my newsletter over the weekend. The NASDAQ up 103 points. It is up 1.4%. It's at 74.34. The Russell 2K, and the small cap's not really participating that much. They're up 10 points today. Seems like the big multinationals benefiting a little bit more from the news over the weekend of a trade truce. Crude oil up $2 to $52.93. Gold is up $13 per ounce to $12.39. Silver up 30 cents to $14.60. And meanwhile, the 10-year... the bond market behaving itself quite nicely, hovering right around the 3 level, 3.02% this morning on the 10-year. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, where my team is gathering. We are gathered today in this Valley of the Sun, broadcasting today from North Scottsdale, where we'll be spending the week. Speaking engagement later today in Sun City West, and then a workshop. Man, I'll tell you, your timing couldn't have been better. Well, I have some ideas for you this coming Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Marriott McDowell Mountain. I haven't seen any mountains for a while. The highest point in South Carolina is, I think, the third floor of our building there, and not any mountains around South Carolina whatsoever. Good to see some mountains again. Well, what is lighting the fire under the market? Well, before we get to this week, let's just recap a little bit of what went on in the market last week. Because I said there was a whole lot of healing taking place, a whole lot of very bullish patterns forming, a whole lot of buying was going on here at Gunderson Capital Management the last 2 weeks. And we had a very good week last week. For the week, the Dow was up 5.6% last week for its biggest one-week gain since November 2016. And earlier in the week, before this all took off, I said this was one of the best buying opportunities since 2016, after we had a big sell-off there, a big correction. And then, of course, earlier this year, we had a big correction. And then we had another big correction, two in the same year. We're not used to that. Last year, we didn't have any corrections over 4%. That was 2017. That's when it seemed like the market went up every single day. This year, we've been challenged with a couple of very steep, swift corrections, but look what the market is doing here today. I begin the day with 202 B-plus rank stocks or better. I use that. That's one of the indicators I watch to tell me the strength of the market. 202 is not great. I mean, I usually average 300 to 400 B plus or better stocks, but 202 is a lot better than the 35 that I got down to several weeks ago when we were going through some real sentiment problems. We went through a technical and sentiment correction on the market. And the reason why it did not keep going into a bear market is because it had underlying fundamentals. Stocks follow earnings. Bonds follow interest rates. And I update the earnings picture every week in my newsletter. And if you've been following along, you know that earnings have been going up ever since March of 2009. Well, what's going on today? The trade war is on pause. Yes, the pause button has been hit for now, at least until early next year. That's what was accomplished at the big powwow in Argentina. And stock markets around the world are in rally mode, posting big gains following a temporary ceasefire. Okay, let's put that in boldface and quotation marks, a temporary ceasefire in the trade spat between the U.S. and China. President Trump agreed to postpone. I guess he saw enough progress being made to postpone an increase in the tariff rate on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports to 25%. Yes, that's where he was going to take the tariffs, from 10% to 25%. And apparently that has brought the President Xi and his cohorts to the table. And they have declared a truce for now. That 25% was ready to go in place on January 1. Okay, so we've agreed to hold off. That was our part of the bargain. We're going to keep it at 10%. While China agreed to resume purchases of some U.S. farm, energy, and industrial commodities. A lot of soybeans up there in Iowa right now and in Kansas that need to be sold, and now we have a resumption of some of those U.S. farm, energy, and industrial commodities. The trade detente relies on progress in talks that both sides aim to complete in the next 90 days, covering broader issues. And what are the sticky points? Forced technology transfer. Yeah, we'll let you sell your iPhones here, but we want to know how they're made. We want to know all the technology behind them. Then you can sell your iPhones here. And of course, then we can make knockoffs of them and take over your market. Other sticking points, intellectual property and cyber theft. China has been caught many times with cyber theft and stealing intellectual property. Well, Trump, in his verbiage, says it's an incredible deal. It goes down, certainly if it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made. Trump said while en route to the Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. So we have a truce for now. We have a white flag being flown. The market is happy with it. The market has been hit with two big shots of good news in the last couple of weeks. One came from Chairman Powell of the Fed, said we're reaching neutral on interest rates. And the second one was at least a step in the right direction between the current spat between us and China. Japan was up 1% overnight. Hong Kong was up 2.5%. China was up 2.6%. London, they're even celebrating in London. It was up 2.2%. And in between the riots in Paris, their market up 1.6% overnight. And Frankfurt up 1.9%. I made a couple of major new calls in my newsletter over the weekend on two major asset classes that have now made major trend reversals. Were they negative calls? Were they positive calls? If you did not get the newsletter, those two new calls went out to everybody. Everyone that gets the free newsletter, everybody that gets the premium newsletter without the portfolios, and everybody that gets my client newsletter that has all the portfolios. It was in the main body of my weekly article and recap of last week's market, where I made two major observations of major trend reversals in two very important asset classes. Well, when we come back, what's moving today? There's new leadership emerging in the market. I pointed that out too over the weekend in the newsletter. We'll go over that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, live from Scottsdale, Arizona. Good to be back here in the Valley of the Sun. If you're going to be in the area this week, I am available. I know today is fully booked, but not so sure about Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There may be one or two appointments available in there, but I do know I have a full slate of They keep me busy while I'm traveling, and I manage money while I'm here, too. That's my most important job of all. But if you'd like to see if you can set up an appointment with me while I'm here, we'll be back in February, early February, for Financial Fest, which is always a lot of fun. But if you'd like to try to meet with me while I'm here for the next few days, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. And let's not forget Wednesday evening, if you'd like to attend the workshop. Man, I've got some ideas for you. I've got some observations. I'm a guy that's in the water 10 hours a day, sometimes more, even on the weekends, watching which way the tide is going, watching where the bait schools are, watching where the action is at, watching where the lunkers are potentially hanging out. And as I said, I made two major call reversals on areas of the market over the weekend. Major trend reversals, which create opportunity. If you didn't get my newsletter over the weekend, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you can find a more thorough weekly newsletter on the stock market, let me know, please, because I would subscribe to it. That is my internal research for the work that I do here as a professional money manager with stewardship and responsibility over folks' precious retirement funds, college funds, IRAs, growth funds, growth and income funds. I obviously take what I do very, very seriously. Well, the market will be closed on Wednesday. How about that? I can't remember the last time that happened. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ will close Wednesday to honor the memory of former President George Herbert Walker Bush, who passed away late Friday at the age of 94. The last time the U.S. financial markets had such a closer was in 2007, after the death of former President Gerald Ford. We don't know about the bond market or the options market yet, but the stock market will be closed on Wednesday. So there's no excuse not to come to the workshop at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday here at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. You know the good thing about this place? There is plenty of parking. There is no problem parking here. There were a couple companies scheduled to report earnings on Wednesday. They've postponed those earnings announcements in observance of the day of mourning to honor late President George Herbert Walker Bush. You're just going to have to wait until Thursday to find out how Lululemon did and Lands' End did as they pushed their earnings dates back to December 6th. Well, one sector of the market that is celebrating and popping the cork today, it's not an area of the market that I'm too enamored with, It's not a leading sector in the market, but suffice it to say that the car makers are extremely happy this morning as the tariffs on U.S. cars, German cars, will be lightened. I see Tesla today up $14 per share. That thing's clear back to $364 and moving towards all-time high since it recently got down to $247. I see GM breaking out a little bit today. It's up 2.4% on the news. And I also see Ford Motor Company, the symbol is F, it's up 4%. But that's not an area of the market where I see any leadership. But suffice it to say, they're happy today. How about Fiat Chrysler, that FCAU, which has been the best performing auto stock here over the years recently? Yeah, it's up 3.5% today. The German automakers are also soaring today. Shares of BMW are up 6%. President Trump says China has agreed to reduce the level of tariffs added on U.S.-built cars. And, of course, you know, a lot of the BMWs now are built in my home of Charleston, South Carolina. Daimler, I believe they build a lot of cars in Alabama. Volkswagen builds a lot of cars. All the Volvos are now made in Charleston. And shares of the automakers doing well today. We're also seeing some rebound in the oil markets. I did mention over the weekend that there may be some opportunity there. You know, oil got down to $49 per barrel, which is very unusual. And now you've got one country dropping out of OPEC, that's Qatar. And you've also got Canada cutting back on production in Western Canada. And now you've got the U.S.-China trade truce. And you've got Russia and Saudi Arabia in cahoots to keep their production levels low. And that is pushing crude oil up today, which, you know, maybe, I don't know. I'm going to take a look today at some of the oil and gas exploration companies, especially those that are involved in the Permian Basin, maybe some of the pipeline stocks that pay big, fat dividend yields. You just have to be careful with those 1099s if they're partnerships. But there is a pretty nice rally taking place today in the beleaguered energy oil markets. We've seen gas at $1.69 at a Buc-ee's in Denton, Texas, I want to say, along with some pretty good pulled pork and brisket at those Buc-ee's. Well, another major company, you know, it wasn't enough that they lost Gunderson Capital Management in California. Now they're losing McKesson. McKesson's a pretty major generic drug maker. They are announcing the relocation of their corporate headquarters to Las Colinas, Texas. Boy, I know where that is. We were there just 3 or 4 months ago. We'll be headed back there this spring. Congratulations to Texas on receiving another California refugee. Where was McKesson headquartered? San Francisco. And if you work for McKesson, well, you better start looking for homes in the Dallas area, because most of the jobs at their California headquarters will be moved by January 1st, 2021. Okay, where is the action taking place in the market today? Where is the new leadership emerging now that the market is healing from its nasty October sell-off? We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the rally in the market, the trade war white flags have gone up for now. There is a ceasefire for now. There will not be 25% tariffs imposed on January the 1st, and there will be buying of soybeans and some other industrial products by the U.S. that have been sitting here in storage waiting for some kind of movement in this big standoff. And there was at least some movement over the weekend, and that's got the market all a flutter here this morning. And of course, this comes after a 600-point rally in the market last Wednesday, after the Fed said, you know what, kids, we're almost at neutral here on our interest rates. Well, as I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, there are some new asset classes that are starting to emerge and take leadership once again. This has been a rudderless ship here for the last, I guess 8 weeks, something like that, once the market started to sell off in early October. And now we're starting to get a little wind in the sails, and we're starting to find new leaders in the market. Well, one of the areas that I've been pointing out, I'm going to use Tencent Holdings here as an example. If you look at a chart of TCEHY, you will see something since early this year. You will see a downtrend, a primary trend. Last week I talked about summing up a stock chart very quickly. Is it number one in a sideways trend? Is it number two in an uptrend? Is it number three in a topping out trend? Or is it in a number four downtrend? Well, Tencent Holdings has been in a number four downtrend here since early this year. In fact, it topped out, in about February or so at $60 per share. Then it went through a topping period of time. I sold it during that very vulnerable. I put a line in the sand underneath it. It was taken away from me. And then the stock went into from a number two uptrend to a number three topping trend. And what's the worst trend of all? Well, a number four downtrend. You really don't want to buy a stock in a number four downtrend. Neither do you want to buy a stock in a number three topping out trend until you decide which way the next move of that stock is going to be. Sometimes a topping trend will just be a consolidation, and it will break out from there to the new onto new highs. But that's not what happened with Tencent. It started to roll over, Fido, and it did. And Tencent came all the way down from $61 a share to $31 per share. 50% from top to bottom. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't write a stock down 50%. Although I know some very large mutual funds and money managers way bigger than me that did write it down 50%. And it just nearly killed their fund's performance. I know for one that the T. Rowe Price Global Technology, PRGTX, had 7% of their assets earlier this year in Tencent Holdings, and apparently they didn't sell them because PGRTX just took it on the chin with that big sell-off in Tencent. But now, all right, so now you're in this four downtrend, and it continues, and it tried to rally several times, but the major primary trend, which I'll be talking about Wednesday, never broke. It remained in a downtrend. But guess what happened here recently? In fact, I pointed it out. I said, here looks to me like Tencent Holdings is bottoming out. This was about 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. And I bought into some stocks like Tencent Holdings. But then what really occurred in early November, about 3 to 4 weeks ago, in advance of all of this stuff that happened in Argentina over the weekend, Tencent Holding reversed from a long, almost 9-month downtrend. And guess what it started to do? It started to put in a bottom. A bottom is a sideways trend. It started to build a base. And as I reported in my newsletter over the weekend, the forward PE now of the Chinese stock market is 12.9. Our market is now at 15.6. And let's not forget that China's economy, before all of this, and supposedly it has not been hit too much, is still growing at 6% plus. Our economy is growing somewhere in the 2.5% to 3% range. All things being equal, China's market should command a higher multiple than the U.S. market, but it hasn't because of this trade spat going on. Therefore, the forward PE on China's market is all the way down to 12.9 right now. And we saw Tencent do a major double bottom, which it completed about 3 weeks ago. And now you have a trend reversal from a downtrend to a bottoming out trend to a new uptrend in Tencent. Now, I can't guarantee that it will continue in that uptrend. The valuation on Tencent suggests that it should continue, but I think it's very significant fact that Tencent Holdings is no longer, it's a bellwether stock for the Chinese market. It's a $400 billion company, very significant stock. Now let's just look to see if there's company. Let's see if Tencent Holdings has company. A stock that I did buy back into recently, in fact, I almost got it right at the bottom, was Alibaba. Alibaba, I continued to state, on the way down. Now, Alibaba peaked in early June of this year at $212 per share. And then it went into a significant downtrend. It went clear down to $135 per share. So from $211 down to $135, that works out to a downtrend of 36%. Well, I don't ride stocks down 36%. I do put a line in the sand. It's not an exact line, but it's not at 36%, I can tell you that. It's generally at technical levels. And I lost Alibaba earlier this year. It's been good to me over the years. It's another one. It's bigger than Tencent Holdings. It's $434 billion. Alibaba, it appeared to me, and I pointed it out in the newsletter, it put in a double bottom in late October. And the downtrend that it was in for 6 months finally started to turn into a bottoming trend. You see why it's so important? At least I think it is, to look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charts and fundamentals and valuations on a daily basis. It's very, very time consuming. But in the end, the objective is to find the 25 or 30 best growth stocks in the entire world, or the 25 or 30 best growth and income stocks in the entire world, or the 25 or 30 best ultra growth stocks in the entire world. Now, Alibaba has reversed trend. It's in an uptrend now. And today Alibaba is breaking out to the upside. It is up 3.4%. That's very significant to know that there are some trend reversals. And let's not also forget, China is a major component of the emerging markets. If you look at VWO, which we will when we come back, that's the largest emerging market ETF probably out there. Let's do a little bit of analysis on it when we come back, because the emerging markets have been clobbered here in 2018. But what about now? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio, where we've had two major changes in the market, one last week, one this week. And what was it that pretty much caused the spill, nasty spill it was, nasty spill in October and into November? Well, it obviously was a sentiment situation. And it was stemming from the Fed, number one, when the Fed said, oh, we're a long ways from neutral. And then they reversed their course last week. I don't know if Trump's tweets had anything to do about it or his stating of his dissatisfaction with the Fed. But they did reverse course, and they said, well, you know, we're almost at neutral all of a sudden. And that set off a 600-point explosion in the market last Wednesday. Today we're not quite getting a 600-point explosion, but we're happy to know at least there's been some progress made on the other area that was really concerning the market, and that was the continuing trade war between the two biggest economies in the world, the U.S. and China. In a standoff. Well, we're still in a standoff, but there has been a ceasefire and a truce called for now. The tariffs will not go to 25% on January the 1st, and the soybeans will not continue to pile up in the Midwest. They will be going to China. So anyways, that's progress. The market likes it. Now, what the market was not worried about, there doesn't seem to be any signs whatsoever, although I hear the word thrown around from time to time of a recession out there looming, nor does it seem to be worried about peak earnings, although I've heard that word thrown around, that phrase, several times. Well, we're looking for record earnings this year, record earnings next year, and record earnings in 2021. Or is that 2020, I guess? Yeah, let's not get too far out there. Well, you know, that the market follows earnings as long as those earnings continue to grow and the market does not get too expensive. Well, then we can continue to see the market head higher. Anyways, that's what it's doing here today. I told you about a major trend change in an individual stock. That was Tencent Holdings. Tencent also will be floating an IPO this week, I want to say. Tencent Music. T-C-E-H-Y is the mothership. I'm not sure what the symbol on Tencent Music. Let's see if I can find that. TME. Tencent Music Entertainment launches its U.S. IPO today. Let's see if it's out there. TME. Nope, not yet. We don't have a price yet. After postponing its planned mid-October debut due to market conditions. Okay, before we went to break, I was talking about the emerging markets. China is a big part of the emerging markets.
And the emerging markets, in my estimation, well, in my observation of the chart, has also done the same thing that Tencent Holdings has done here recently. The emerging markets peaked. Let's get the date here. We had a torrid run. A torrid run in the emerging markets that came to a head in late January of this year. Let's see. Let me make sure. VWO is the symbol that I'm going to use here as my proxy for the emerging markets. Yes, we've got planes flying over it. Yes, January 26th was the peak of the emerging market index. I got a major sell signal on the emerging markets that I warned you about. I'm not a believer in having an asset allocation for the sake of having an asset allocation. Just because the computer says you should have 15% of your assets in the emerging markets, not during a major downtrend or when they're in a bear market, which they went into, they started to go into a bear market in February of this year, and I put out a major sell signal on the emerging markets. I do a portfolio of basic 401k allocations. I said, avoid the emerging markets. Well, by the time it was all over, VWO went from 50 clear down to 36. That's a, what, a 28% drop, something like that? That's a big, big, stiff sell-off. But guess what's happened here recently? That number four downtrend that the emerging markets have been in, finally, it appears, hit a bottom in late October, about 6 weeks before this ceasefire was called with China. And then they started to bounce. Well, they've bounced several times during this downtrend, but what creates a reversal in a downtrend is you get that bottoming out trend, which has now occurred in the emerging markets. That's called consolidation or a base, which has been built. I also mentioned that China is trading now at 12.9 times forward earnings. Well, now you have a downtrend going to a sideways trend, and now you have a new uptrend emerging in the emerging markets. All right, no guarantees that will follow through, but that is a significant change from the last several months of what has been taking place in the emerging markets. Well, if you come to the workshop Wednesday night, I'll show you how I analyze charts, but I combine charts with valuations because I think they're both important. They're both extremely important. And I'll show you there's a sector in the market that is now emerging as a new leader, and it's not the technology sector. And I'll go over some of the stocks that are emerging on Wednesday night here at the Marriott MGDL Mountain. If you'd like to come to that, it's free. It's at 6:30 p.m. There's plenty of parking. It's a great spot. You can come and listen to my commentary on the market this Wednesday. And if you'd like to meet with me while I'm here, you can try. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Signing off for now from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. This is Bill Gunderson, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.